This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Starting random fights?
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are kicking. And I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's his kid to my karate. What up, guys? Aim on the mic. How's everyone doing?
I'm very youthful, but before we get into today's pod, I'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Thanks, guys.
And today we come to a topic that is near and dear to our hearts, especially DJ Aim over there. But I want to first acknowledge...
Me.
Not you. You should be acknowledging me, because we did a podcast covering Cobra Kai its last season... Not its last season.
The latest season.
That's why I keep you around. You know the words I'm looking for. And I stated that it seems as if we will be getting a Cobra Kai-esque movie.
No, we're not getting a Cobra Kai-esque movie. We're getting a Karate Kid movie. It's a reboot, which I'm actually upset about.
You and I both know the only thing I want the answer to is Jaden Smith and Jackie Chan going to be in the Cobra Kai or whatever we're doing.
The Saikai Taikai tournament.
Yeah, remember the last pod we couldn't, or at least I couldn't figure out.
I couldn't pronounce it, and then I spent from that last podcast now to actually say it properly for you guys. You the people.
He's in the mirror at night saying it over and over again.
Saikai Taikai. Saikai Taikai.
See, he's dedicated to the cause. But today's pod is primarily talking about the rumor, or now the confirmed rumor, of a Karate Kid movie coming out. And is this franchise biting off more than it can chew?
Honestly, so the rumor was that William Zaka and Ralph DeMaggio wanted the Saikai Taikai to be a movie. They wanted it's a big Karate Kid. They called it the Super Bowl of the old valleys and all that, and they wanted that to be the final like farewell movie, straight to Netflix. But then Sony was like, "Nah, there's money to be made here." It's been a hot minute since we rebooted something, so let's go back to the vault. Cobra Kai is doing well, so let's just reboot the Karate Kid from 2010 and make a new one.
See, that's the dangerous thing that I think Sony is playing here. Yeah. Only for the fact they have something great in Cobra Kai on Netflix, and it lives there, and it's a great thing. It's a great show. It has great storytelling.
Great writing. And people that are actually involved in it know the original Karate Kid movie. They know the stories. They know how to deal it out. Ralph and William Zaka were in the Karate Kid movies. And they know what the characters are, how to make a right sequel to a great movie.
Yeah, and that's the thing that kind of gets me, like, it's you have a good thing, just leave it be. Even if it continues on Netflix, which I highly doubt we're going to get anything past the Saikai Taikai, it just because it doesn't make sense story-wise, it's like how much more you can get.
No, we're gonna get Jackie Chan versus Daniel Russo.
Please, no. Well,
because Jackie Chan is not Mr. Miyagi. We went over this.
We did. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, technically, who does he pair up with? Him versus Chosen? Since Chosen's not dead,
all you think is about Asian. You racist son of a.
You telling me that fight won't be electric? Jackie Chan versus Chosen. I mean, tell me that fight wouldn't be electric.
No, it would be. 100% agreed. But if you're gonna compare somebody, Jackie Chan is the Mr. Miyagi, and Daniel is the predecessor to Mr. Miyagi. So
implied.
Yeah, implied. So you
allegedly
Mr. Miyagi's second son, only son.
it was like it's like Game of Thrones rules, you know. Yeah. He's like the bastard child, and bastard in that world, you're you're kind of related, but you're really not.
You're not related.
Yeah. So,
but how do you feel about this? How William and Johnny, something that they've been working about since YouTube Red, now Sony's just gonna take the like basically what they set up, and they're like, yeah, we're just gonna just take that movie idea you guys had. You guys built something up really well, but we're gonna take that idea and make money over here. Because it's number one on Netflix right now, Cobra Kai, this new season. It's trending. It's like breaking records nonstop. So Sony was like, yes, money.
Well, this is the thing that gets confusing. You can very well state that the Cobra Kai series could have functioned as a movie, like a whole piece, like together. Like you could have written out like one of the All Valley tournaments and had it build up to the most like recent one.
Like the first season, the first hour, like you've been in movie one, then movie two, movie three, and then so far. Yeah, but I'm a guy who wants to binge watch it and have it in my house, so I'm happy they did it. But I get it. It's so good that it could be its own movie.
It's very much, too, just like you're beating a dead horse at this point, because you have the Cobra Kai lineage and all the characters you've established there.
The Karate Kid lineage.
Well, that, but I'm saying like Cobra Kai made something and it stood out. Like, let's say, and this is a very bad analogy. You have all the Avengers movies, but then you have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know what I mean? It's like it exists in the greater overarching world, but this is a niche story about niche characters. In this universe, you have the Karate Kid movies and then Cobra Kai as like the baseline.
And we don't even know if Jaden Smith is in it now. We have to wait until next season to see if they pull him in it.
We're going to have an electric podcast if he shows up. But like the point I was trying to get at here is, all right, you're going to do this Karate Kid movie. It's not Cobra Kai. So how are you going to explain characters in that movie? Is it still going to follow Daniel LaRusso? Is it still going to follow like those guys? Or like what you said, is this going to be a fresh reboot? Or, and I saw, I think it was a TikTok about this. Are they just going to like completely flashpoint Cobra Kai and then have it where Daniel LaRusso is continuing his story where he was in season one, but then he takes on a protege and like he's the new Miyagi?
Well, granted, he is the new Miyagi, but I think what they're doing is, I think it's just a fresh reboot of it like they did back in 2010 with Jaden Smith, which, like, why? Well, what's even the point of doing it?
I think they just assume because Cobra Kai's hot, everyone wants to see a Karate Kid movie. I don't think that's the case. I think everyone just wants to pretty much see more of Cobra Kai.
So the new film, I just looked it up. The new film is a return to of the original Karate Kid franchise to the big screen. Through the franchise has lived on Netflix at Cobra Kai TV series. The new Karate Kid project will be the first film since 2010's reboot starring Jaden Smith. So it's a whole new thing.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. B-L. See, that doesn't sit well with me because you have Cobra Kai, which is a property of the Karate Kid that's doing perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. You're going to release this movie, and I don't think it's going to be as good.
Oh, no,
I really don't.
100%. Look at the last one with Jaden Smith. That was horrible. And I don't know about you, that kind of left a bad taste in my mouth watching that, and I didn't want to watch any other Karate Kid movies after that. And I'm just like, yeah. But then now it's like, we got one. And before this one, we had the 1994 one, the next Karate Kid movie, which people like, people hate. I didn't really watch it, but she's supposed to be in the next Karate Kid movie, the next Cobra Kai series, apparently, allegedly. But, you know, like, Sony is just, this is a perfectly a cash grab. Riding the high of the Cobra. They could have fixed it. They could have made it be like, you know what? Let's take this and make the Sai Tai Kai into a movie onto the big screen. You know, Netflix is cool, but let's put it on to the big screen. I'd be like, that's fine. But right now, it just seems like Sony does not care about, doesn't care about this property at all. It only cares about how well it's doing and its money to be made.
That's and it. You're saying to take the characters and all the story arcs from Cobra Kai.
TV show. And, but if Sony
scale it up.
And scare it up, give it a bigger budget and all that. If that was going to be the final if it was going to be the final thing, if we were going to get a season six and the season six was going to be just a movie, I would be 100% okay with that. I would have been fine with the same cast, bigger budget, bigger all that. Fine. Great. Perfect ending. Books in the whole story. I'd be happy. Done. But now, like I said, for me as a fan of not only of Cobra Kai, but the original Karate Kid movie, it feels like it's just a cash grab.
Yeah, it very much is, and they have, again, they have the winning formula. Yeah. I've said the same thing. I'm very passionate about The Mandalorian, where they're building up this universe with The Mandalorian. They have all these overarching stories. It ties into Star Wars, then it doesn't. It's its own thing. I firmly believe that franchise is going to do what Cobra Kai essentially is doing now. It's going to go, it's already big, what am I saying? But you know, it's going to go to be a movie at some point. It'll wrap up the story arc of The Mandalorian with a movie. That's the only way I see it ending.
So now, let me leave it to you with this. What do you think if season six, Sai Kai Tai Kai, if this is the last season, Johnny, and I'm trying to say by their character saying Daniel Russo and Ralph Macchio and William Zabka. That's their real names, not Daniel Russo and Johnny Lawrence.
They're real to me, damn it.
They're real to me. They always wanted the series, even before it went on Netflix and they were on YouTube, they always wanted 6 to 7 seasons. If the 6 seasons is the fast one, it's hard. Season 6 hasn't even been renewed yet. They're working on season 6 right now. They're literally working for free. Netflix hasn't said, oh yeah, you guys are renewed. You're getting paid. No, they're just, because this is what Cobra Kai is doing, which Stranger Things didn't do. Because Stranger Things waited and after screw up. Cobra Kai is like, we have young kids. They're going to grow up fast. Let's just get boom, 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 boom. Let's knock it out as much as we can as possible, which I think is the smartest thing you could do because then you have kids who grow. Because for me, the show-wise, it feels like it's linear. Like it's not a, even though it's like it takes a year to make, the kids still look the same age as we left off, which I love what they're doing. Yeah. So say, going back to what I wanted to say before I went on that rant, if they did this, season 6, final season, Sai Kai Tai Kai tournament, you have that. But then you have whoever the kid is from the next Karate Kid movie in that Sai Kai tournament or watching it at his house. And then that's what you tee up to the movie. You see a little kid watching it, or you start the movie off with a kid on this TV screen watching the Sai Kai Tai Kai. Just like how the first Cobra Kai, you know, it started off with Johnny Lawrence and Daniel Russo kick, and then it flashes back to Johnny Lawrence being a drunk on the floor. You have the movie start off with the finals of the Sai Kai Tai Kai, zooms out to a kid watching it on TV. Would that be okay with you?
That would be perfectly fine because you're building off the influence of Cobra Kai and that whole series. Mm-hmm. There was like an Easter egg or like an alleged Easter egg where Hawk was talking about last year's Sai Kai Tai Kai. He brought up like a certain style of kick. And yeah. Everyone's like, oh, is that Jaden Smith that he's talking about?
Oh, I never kicked that high. Oh, I never realized. I'm rewatching the whole season.
People are saying that's that, which, hey, great. But again, that's it's perfect not world building.
It's not correct. Well, Cobra Kai has been doing great for perfect world building. Don't tell me that it hasn't, because every season.
Oh, it has.
Every season throughout the whole eight, I think it's 10 episodes, right? in one episode ties something up to the next season. Even that's either in the beginning or the middle or the end, something ties in to the next season. But Jaden Smith was not a Karate Kid. He was a Kung Fu Panda.
That's what the movie told me. That's the title of the movie. So I'm I read the labels. I only read labels. It's all the fine ingredients.
I will scream at the top of my lung. I will send you a snap of me screaming.
Good. I hope.
If Jaden Smith.
Bro, the writing's on the wall. It's right there.
If Jaden Smith is in the Cobra Kai, I will get a tattoo of Jaden Smith.
All I'm saying is, and that's a dangerous bet to make because Will Smith is the producer and it's just there. And they'll call on anybody. Literally, they'll call on anybody to be in this series to add to the whole nostalgia thing.
Call me, Netflix. I'll pick up my phone.
But I just, like, that would be, to answer your question, that would be perfectly fine. You know, you have Cobra Kai still exist in canon, and then you can kind of take it somewhere else, like in like another state or another country, and then be like, all right, this is the person for whatever they call it, the Karate Kid reboot or whatever, because it's a different person who can have another sensei, and then you can still be like, oh, like, I've learned from an ancient art of like Miyagi-Do or whatever.
Like a far part of it.
Yeah, like the people learn the Force, but it's like Gray Jedi and all that stuff. Yeah. Like they can do magic.
Like Chosen's Karate was a type of Miyagi-Do, the offense side.
Yeah, so they can do that. Like that'd be perfectly fine. We've written your movie for you.
Yeah, so like, there you go. We did your job for you. Perfect. If you don't do this way, you don't have a shimmy. So I was gonna say I was gonna unsubscribe to your stream, but if you didn't make a streaming service, Netflix, Sony, I would unsubscribe to you.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. That's a dangerous game to play with them.
Watch it make one.
It's bound to happen now that we talked about it on the pod. But do you have any other like final thoughts on this Cobra Kai Karate Kid movie?
Would you want any of the casters from Cobra Kai in this movie? If you could pick one person.
If I could pick one person? Definitely not Stingray. Hate that character.
Oh my god, I hate
absolutely him. Hate him. Even though he's probably a swell guy in real life.
Probably the nicest guy. It's people like him who's like, you know, kind of round, kind of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of like Joffrey from Game of Thrones. Dick on the show, but he's actually a good human being.
Yeah.
But if to answer your question, I think... call me crazy.
I'm calling you crazy.
I want John Kreese.
You want John Kreese? I'd be okay. Would you make John Kreese the next Miyagi?
See, I don't know that. All I know is I want him to either appear as a cameo, because now that he's escaped from jail, he could be a fugitive and left the country.
He shouldn't be a fugitive, first of all.
He
was wrongly in prison. Hashtag
free Kreese.
Yeah, free Kreese, even though he is free already.
He did it himself, you know? So, in closing, Karate Kid movie is a meh right in the middle for us. It's all dependent on how they handle it.
We wrote some, we literally gave you a plate, a flat, juicy, yummy plate of Karate Kid. Take it.
Yeah.
Take it and go.
That's all you gotta do. Just take it with you on your travels. But you know what you can take with you as well as this Cobra Kai movie?
Jaden Smith, because I don't want him in my movie.
No, I do. But you can take more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast, Get Comfy Game Break, and the Get Comfy Lowdown with you on the go on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course the Bleav Network every single Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. I have been Kalo, joined by the one and only.
Aim on the mic.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.